From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you're listening to Times Past. Interviews and speakers sharing the history of Northwest Minnesota landmarks, personalities, traditions, and organizations. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hello and welcome to Times Past. Today we begin a series of programs that center around the Marshall County Historical Society and my recent visit to their County History Center, Settlers Square. Settlers Square is located adjacent to the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Warren, Minnesota, and consists of a complex of historic buildings as well as indoor displays that will keep you very much interested throughout this program. To guide us on our audio tour of Settlers Square is Marshall County Historical Society Director Sherilyn Myers. Let's go learn about the Marshall County Historical Society and Settlers Square on this edition of Times Past.
When did you first get involved with Settlers Square, and how did that come about?
Well, after I officially retired, this is my after-retirement job, so I work here a few days a week as a director, just taking care of the place and displays and other things that need to be done, giving interviews.
Let's just talk a little bit about Settlers Square now. How long has it been here on the fairground, near the fairgrounds here, and what's the story behind that?
Well, I believe the Historical Society started in 1933. Big Egg building next door here and the museum, I think, actually started in 1979. They put up the first buildings. This building here that we're in, the Visitor Center, is the newer building that was built a few years ago. So it's a nice addition to the complex here.
How does the center itself stay going in way by ways of fundraising and stuff? What sort of things that go on here to kind of keep the lights on and keep this wonderful place going?
Well, we do get funding through the county, and each of the townships send us nice donations every year. We try to do fundraisers. We've had pancake breakfasts in the past and that type of thing. It's mostly, the most of it is donations.
Could you tell us about some of the events that are held here during the season, during the summer season now? Some of the things that people come out to and the things that have been organized through the years?
Well, of course, during the Marshall County Fair, there's a lot of traffic in and out of here. A lot of people come in to see the exhibits, and we sell ice cream and popcorn out in the other building. And so there's a lot of people coming through here at that time. People come through all the time. We have quite a few visitors every year. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, the biggest event, I suppose, that we have in the summertime is the Kids' Day. We always try to do something special for the kids. Last year, we had somebody bring their calf, a bottle calf, and some chickens that all the kids were able to hold and feed the calf and that type of thing. In the last couple of years, we've really been trying to promote the museum because in the winter, of course, it's not open. And I just hate having to see this beautiful building closed all winter. So we've done things like trying to hold an event, one event a month. And we've had pumpkin painting for kids. We've had old-fashioned Christmas. The kids could come and make Christmas decorations. We've had old-time music. We even had a yoga class here for 6 weeks. They came and used the facility, which was just great. We had a good turnout for that. We've had family reunions and weddings out in our beautiful yard. So we do try to promote it as much as we can.
And you're also involved with an event that's off-site, the Grinding Days.
The Grinding Days, yes, at Old Mill State Park will be, I believe it's the 23rd or 24th of August. They start up the old grist mill there, and they grind up wheat and sell flour, and a lot of the people from that belong to the Historical Society board will bake bread with the flour and sell bread and buns and that type of thing, and usually have some entertainment, and it's a nice fun day for everybody.
Now, what are some of the things that you personally like, that you enjoy around here? If you had to pick out a few things some things that since you've taken on the task here.
I'm not born and raised in this area. I mean, here in Warren, I come from East Grand Forks, but the house I purchased just west of here, I found out belonged to what they called March Farms, which was a big bonanza farm. And after I started working here, I realized that the little cook car that they have out here mm-hmm. was used on the March Farms. So that's really kind of a nice plus for me to learn the history of the home that I live in. The other thing, and it's not just me, but it's probably the most visited item in this whole museum. People come from all across America, and I am not kidding you, to see our UFO car.
Yes, this has been talked about not only just locally, but the legend has grown. And now this summer, I do believe, it's been, some 40 years since the incident took place?
Yes, it'll be 40 years on August 27th. And here at the museum, we're planning a anniversary celebration. We have some speakers coming that are UFO investigators. They'll be speaking to us, and we're going to have some games for the kids and homemade ice cream, and we're trying to work on a alien costume contest, so everybody dress up. So, yes, and this car and the incident has been on, several different television shows, Mysteries at the Museum and different things on the travel station. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every time they show a rerun of the program, we get a whole new crop of people that come in to see it. But this really took me by surprise when I started working here, how many people come just to see this car.
And it just amazes me from many different parts of the country and even the world that have just been so wrapped up in this story.
Yes, and when I was trying to find some speakers to come to our anniversary this fall, boy, these people, they're coming from the cities, and they've heard of the car, and they can't wait to come here, and yeah, so it should be a good evening, so everybody's invited to come out for that and see the car and hear the stories, and they're also going to speak about other sightings and investigations that they have done throughout the state of Minnesota and North Dakota, so it should be interesting to hear.
You've been listening to Times Past from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Times Past, I'm Glenn Brockett.